Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, a trailer dropped during the Super Bowl. I was streaming and playing games, and Nathaniel Muzzy just happened to be sitting, hanging out in the chat, and he was like, "Hey Matt, a trailer dropped, so we're going to cover it right now after this ad we have no control over." Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Guys, we are going to talk about the new Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer. I have not seen it. Nate Muzzy has, but we're about to rectify that, as well as hopefully people on the stream. I don't know if you guys have all seen it. On the live chat, people are hanging out. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. Stuff's moving in the world. Okay, guys, here we go. Trailer coming at you. Brand new trailer, and boom. Oh my goodness, dude. This is just fun. This looks like so much fun.
Yeah, like it's action and comedy, traditional, like what you sign up for with Marvel. And like, this isn't a dig against WandaVision,
right?
But I feel like this is what they were hoping to start the streaming services with.
Right. Yeah, they were. Originally, this was going to be the first thing.
A lot of the footage is the same, but we got a lot more of Sharon Carter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had we even seen her in a previous trailer?
I think like a half second flash, maybe.
I did not realize she was even for sure in it. That's news to me. And that's cool. I like her a lot as a character, and super rad that she is in this in like such a kick-ass way.
She's in this for about 2 seconds and she kicks all the ass in it.
Yeah, but you're totally right. This is exactly what people were looking for from a Marvel property, and this would have sort of like eased people into this new streaming world of whatever, but like they instead had to go with the very, very different nature of WandaVision, which I absolutely love, but I understand why a lot of people out there are not. It's not like what they were looking for, you know. It's not what this was not the show they were looking for.
I think episode 4 and 5 of WandaVision have kind of won a lot of people over.
Oh, 100%.
But like this, I think is one going to maybe set up a little bit more what our mainstream heroes are doing. Like there was a post in Stranded Panda chat asking about, hey, where are the Avengers during WandaVision? And, right. You know, Thor's off world, Hulk is injured, Steve is old, Tony's dead, Black Widow's dead. You know, there's no Avengers really left except for Hawkeye, who has a series coming up, but he's presumably retired, and Bucky and Sam. And presumably this is going to explain why they don't show up at all. Although neither of those two signed the Sokovia Accords.
That's true.
And I think that might be what is going on with Sharon Carter when she shows up.
Hmm. Well, and it also probably has something to do with why they don't. It seems like they're putting this John Walker character into the main role instead of those two.
Waterfall Angel is correct. War Machine is out there somewhere.
That's true. My theory behind why they're not connecting them to WandaVision is that Sword, probably Hayward and Sword. So spoiler, I guess not really spoiler, just a theory. But I think that like, I think they have a reason they're not. And we kind of know it from last week that there's a reason they're not contacting the Avengers. I think this is all kind of Sword's fault.
Yeah.
And that Sword is somehow involved. That's my theory anyway. So like, I think there's a good reason they're not contacting the Avengers, but the Avengers might find out and might come for them anyway. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I just think that this trailer, like you were mentioning the WandaVision, all the theory crafting, all the stuff we can discuss about like WandaVision, what's going on and how's it, like, all this serious stuff about emotional, all these things. And I feel like this trailer is nothing but a good time. Just like 100% all out. Like the very first thing they do is so funny. They're sitting there and it looks like they're in a debriefing session. It looks like they're in an intense debrief.
So,
and if I'm not mistaken, they're not in a debrief. They're in a relationship counseling session.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so I'm a little bit wondering if what happens is, you know, they're out doing a mission of some kind and Sharon Carter stops them, because She's CIA, I think,
can't at the remember, end of, honestly.
She's one of those agencies at the end of the movie. You see her like taking a marksmanship test or whatever.
That's right.
So what I'm wondering is like, is maybe she brings them in because she knows the CIA will treat them better than maybe other agencies. Like in the Black Widow trailer, we saw Cape Killers.
Yeah.
But like, and like this is a psyche val or something they're doing. Maybe like, you know, they're bringing them in to work for the CIA kind of covertly. Because the other thing we see is Zemo.
Mm-hmm.
We see the mask, which I think we've seen before, but I'm all about that mask.
I don't think we've seen it on a trailer. I think we've seen like still shots of him in his costume.
Okay.
But I don't think we've ever seen it in the trailer. And we see this girl again with the red mask, and they say, that girl just kicked your ass.
Yes. And she's like, I don't know who that is. I know either. It's a comic character, but they've changed it a lot. I looked it up at one point, and I've already forgotten. It's a minor character. Zombie for Prez, I don't think the girl is Sin from the comics, but maybe they're going to do a riff on it. I've seen speculation on who it was. I might give it a quick goog here borrow a phrase from our prestigious Ashley Coffin.
Yeah, producer Ash. Yeah, I don't know who that character is either. And like, I've definitely heard some speculation, but I really have no clue. And this trailer, like, I didn't learn much, honestly. I didn't learn anything that I didn't really know, except that Sharon Carter's in it and she's totally kicking ass. But just seems like this is much more traditional, down the middle of the road Marvel property. Lots of great action, lots of great you know, like moral choices to be made, like them talking about the sort of complication of the shield. Like, I forget what he says when he throws the shield. It's really good. I like it a lot. I'm very excited about this trailer. So in the chat, if you guys have anything you want to say before we're not going to do a long one. We just hopped on because I happen to be here. I'm supposed to be taking the day off, but like, I was too excited about the Falcon Winter Soldier trailer.
No one tell on Matt.
Yeah. Well, I did make it 5 hours. She said she bought me. My girlfriend was like, you have not taken a day off in too many days. Take a day off. If I buy you a hot chicken and send it to the house, will you take 5 hours and just play that video game you've been wanting to play? And I was like, yes, I will. That's a quality partner right there, right?
Alyssa's the best.
She's the best.
We all stand Alyssa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if anybody in the chat has any feedback or anything they want to throw out before we shuffle off, let us know. But I just think this trailer looks great.
So Zombie for Prez says she does have a red skull. I think she has a red handprint her mask. And, you know, the number one thing I'd go to based on that is the hand.
Right.
But it'd be a totally different version of the hand than what we got in Netflix. So,
or some sort of like offshoot of the hand, or a character that's like devoted to the hand or something, you know, it could be something like that. But,
I'm kind of really lean not sure. against that, but I don't really have any strong reason why.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel ninja to me.
Yeah. Agreed. She looks more like some sort of assault trooper, like the way she pulls the mask down and then like brings the gun out. It's just such a great moment in the trailer from a visual standpoint, just like her looking like a young, innocent, freckle-faced girl almost, and then pulling that helmet down and picking up the Uzi or whatever, like, ooh, okay.
So let's think about this. Zemo gets loose somehow. He gets to Madripoor and he says, superheroes can't be allowed to exist. I think it's reasonable to think that he might have something to do with juicing up like whoever Falcon and Winter Soldier are fighting on those trucks. Like, you know, either that or that's an earlier plot line. But like, how many people have we seen that can fight toe to toe with Bucky? like in a fist fight.
Not many. I mean, even Cap has a hard time.
Right. And there's more than one person fighting him on that truck if you watch. But like, I mean, she's got to be either the world's greatest martial artist or she's juiced up on something.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. No, I think there's something going on, but I kind of wonder if it has anything to do with Zemo. Like, I think it all probably ties together, but I wonder if it's Zemo, you know, his, I don't think he has the policy superheroes can't exist, but supervillains can. You know, I think he like really hates the idea of superpowered people and he wants to stop all of that. That's why he like drove this rift between Tony and Cap and made them fight and tore the Avengers apart in Civil War. Like I have to imagine he's not just like creating his own superpowered team.
He starts the supervillain team in the comics.
Right.
I don't think him making superpowered people of any kind makes sense with the one line we've got from this trailer and his actions in the movies. But, oh, now that's an interesting thought. Icarus just, yes, Master of Evil, Zombie for Prez is right. That's who I was thinking of.
Masters of Evil, yeah.
But in chat, Icarus put Thunderbolts, and that's an interesting thought. Maybe he was probably stored on the raft, which General Ross is in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be crazy if General Ross gets him out, because General Ross is also invested in fewer superheroes.
Oh yeah. Well, we talked about in the trailer for Black Widow, there's Cape Killers. Also, we just, as an overarching theme in the universe, there's this idea that like the Sokovia Accords, no more, you know, clamp down on superheroes. And then what do? They disregard them and go against Thanos and call, and like, they don't cause the snap. They try to stop it, but they don't. And like the snap could be construed as like, I could definitely see public opinion being like the snap is their fault. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And like turning away from that and like even clamping down on superheroes more and more. And like, yeah, even though they brought him back, like, and Thunderbolt Ross has his own opinions against superheroes with the Hulk having all that personal experience.
And it wouldn't be unreasonable to picture General Ross spinning things to say, hey, this is why we can't allow super people to exist. This is why we need the Sokovia Accords. People are signing them and disregarding them. We need a government team. And, you know, because every sign is we're going to get Thunderbolts at some point in time.
Yeah, there's a lot of signs to that. It's interesting to me because Cape Killers, superheroes shouldn't exist. And then on a different side of this whole thing, we've got too many sorcerers. And it's like, yes, we've got three villains or three, like, whatever, three moments where people are like wanting to remove the power from our heroes or whatever. And it just, it, like, I wonder if there's something there where like we've got this alliance of evil characters that don't really have like evil intent. They just think that the powerful have too much power and want to take it away. And I could see that being like a understandable reason to create a super bad team, you know?
Right. Well, and you know, casting has confirmed that George St. Pierre is coming back as Batroc the Leaper in this. So, right, you know, it's reasonable to assume he might have been on the raft. Like, you know, like we're going to need a detention list of who's on that floating prison.
And Abomination coming back.
Yes.
In She-Hulk. That's huge. And, you know, I'm excited for that. I've been very excited for that for a long time. So, like, yeah, I am down, down, down with all this.
But we're probably getting away from the core of this trailer. But,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Reckless speculation is kind of what we do.
Indeed.
So
that's the Stranded Panda way.
Is there any other thoughts or theories or things we missed in chat?
AIM. Maybe AIM will come back in this show. There's a lot going on.
People want AIM to come back. I was surprised.
I feel like they're getting a little bit of a resurgence from the video game. Maybe not, maybe other, and maybe people just want something a little different from Hydra, because Hydra feels like, yeah, it's been pretty ever present.
Yeah, like when I think of AIM, I think of like the C tier super evil organization. Like, they're not Hydra. I would love to see them though. I love anything that they introduce.
Right. I am super excited to see anything they do. I just trust Marvel so much. And eventually it will bite me. Eventually there'll be something that's not good. Every once in a while there is, but like, I trust Marvel so much that I get so excited for almost anything that they announce. And Zombies for Press says AIM is goofy. But like, I really, yeah, I don't know. If they announced AIM tomorrow, I'd be down to see what they do with it. Cause I think even if it's goofy, they'll lean into it in a way that'll make it beautiful. Anyway, well, that's about all the time I have to do a podcast today. I just wanted to hop on because there's the new trailer. There's not any more new trailers, are there? Have we got any more new trailers since we hopped on? It said there's an Eternals trailer dropped 7 hours ago, but it's from Screen Culture. I am so annoyed with all these fake trailers that people drop on YouTube. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, it's like the logical like scam extension of like, we got this covered.
Yep.
Like,
exactly.
Everyone knows they can make a quick buck doing it, but like, it really does a disservice to like now it's not enough to be a fan. It's not enough to be a hardcore fan. You've got to be a hardcore and informed fan.
Right.
And like, that's a bunch of BS. Like, you know, why do people make it harder than it needs to be?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just scummy.
It is scummy. Well, Muzzy, thank you so much for hopping on this with me. Anything you want to plug?
Panda Trivia every Wednesday night.
Woo! Yeah. You guys, Wednesday night, 7:30. We got Stranded Panda Trivia, MCU Trivia, actually. We're doing MCU Trivia every Wednesday. We were trying to call it Stranded Panda Trivia and make it broader, but I finally just decided to embrace it. It's just MCU Trivia. If we want to do other trivias, we'll start them on another night. Like, you know, well, we're talking about trying to put a Star Wars trivia together.
Yeah, well, and more trivia means more After Dark.
Yes, yes.
Which might kill us.
Well, I started thinking about it and like, After Dark, I love it. I love it every time. But we're getting so many people on After Dark that if we did have multiple nights, maybe people would spread out and we'd have like, maybe it'd be a smaller After Dark crew, but we'd be able to, everybody be able to talk a little more.
Yeah, like it's tough because like After Dark's fun because everyone's in there. But when there's like 50 people in there.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to talk. And like, no, nobody. That's why I like playing the games where it separates people into teams. Yeah. So everybody gets to chat a little bit.
For people listening to the cast, Stranded Panda MCU cast trivia, twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV.
That's
every Wednesday night. Matt starts playing music at 7, trivia at 7:30 to about 8:30. And then After Dark, it's a great time. Come out.
Yeah, you guys, come on. Just go hop on us, twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV and hit this follow button, I think it is called. And then it'll like alert you whenever we're doing it. And it's a lot of fun. All right, guys. Well, that will be all for this little short just drop of a trailer reaction. We will talk to you guys soon. Peace. You want to go for it? You want to say it, Nate Muzzy?
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV and available at youtube.com/StrandedPanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit StrandedPanda.com.